This meaning is Govardhan is so glorious. Why glorious? Gopis and Sakha, they always sing the pastimes of Krishna directly. What to say?
Even the widows.
Even the widows. Yes. By fear. And after that.
In their mourning, they are singing.
They are going and singing the songs of Krishna.
Yes.
How beautiful Krishna. And dancing with gopis.
So
a good thing. And at that time, my husband went there and plotted by him.
This festival is this.
Yeah, you got it backwards. You got it backwards. And the horrible activities is what is.
Bhojan means up. Not at the second day, third day, fourth day. Pulindis are protecting them and giving
them something
to eat.
Taking care of them.
But they are weeping and weeping.
Yes.
Telling the pastimes of Krishna.
Yes.
Here is the meaning.
This is a very beautiful meaning.
Mm. This one was not a very good meaning. I didn't like it.
Something is incorrect.
It is opposite.
Yes. Exactly.
If anyone will be killed and his wife will do some hope and she will eat and love, it is absurd.
Yeah.
So this meaning is not
incorrect meaning.
I think that so many persons will not tell what I have told you. Without experience, anyone cannot explain.
We cannot get the deep understanding. We see that.
My second question goes with that. Is that in the Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu. Only some names. I will have to chant and do. Today is
Nisringa
Chaturdashi.
In that story, Krishna and Balaram were having lunch together with the one he told, but they seated together. And also it says here that Krishna and Balaram are having lunch together.
But what is this?
Chaitanya Bhagavat.
Chaitanya
Bhagavat.
But we always thought that Krishna and Balaram didn't do the rasa together with the gopis.
He says the two brothers, Lord Krishna and Balaram, performed rasa dance with the gopis in the same place in Vrindavan on the radiant full moon night of Holi.
Chaitanya Bhagavat is written?
That's what this says.
No, it may not be.
It must not be right there. It's the very first chapter, the first volume.
The meaning is not.
That's what I wanted.
Krishna and Baldev in the same time, in the same place.
They never?
Yes.
The same gopis.
That's what it sounds like. That's what it sounds like.
But what about when Shankar Chuta was killed? Wasn't Krishna and Balaram both there?
Huh?
When Shankar Chuta was killed, Krishna and Balaram were both there or no?
Separately there.
Right.
And that was not Ras, like Ras.
Ah, okay. But this says Ras.
This also says that all the cowherd boyfriends were there.
Yeah.
Enjoying themselves in the midst of the beautiful maidens of Vrindavan.
That was not see Ras in any way.
Yes.
So this is Ras.
They are playing it together. It may be.
Playing Holi. This says Holi.
Holi.
But in Holi is not Ras.
Sankachur was in Holi.
Yes.
So but they
said
in Holi at the time of Sankatur, everyone was there.
Yes.
Both parties, Sakha and Sakha.
They had no rasa dance.
No.
Just playing holy.
Just doing it as we do.
Yes.
All father, mother.
Yeah, everybody together.
Children, all, everything.
Everybody pink and blue.
Yeah.
And
but rasa dance never.
No. The rasa dance is wrong.
That's parasa.
So they perform holy together.
Always remember, rasi yaras. Baldev cannot enter at the time of Krishna and Gopi. Even Nityananda does not touch Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he is mood of Radhika. How he can enter in Ras? It is absurd.
So when they both have Ras, it is always separate.
Gopis are another.
And when Baladev comes back to see Vrindavan, when he returns to Vrindavan, he has Ras only with his gopis? So how does he give consolation to Krishna's gopis? How can he console
them? He can
them?
Give. After that time, all will come and he will come to.
In a different room. At a different time.
As younger brother.
Yes.
Give some lesson to his
Like father.
Yes.
Different
moves.
Yes. More
to be
different.
Completely
different.
Maharaj, can I ask you a question about Nisringa?
Yes.
Nisringa Chaturdasi. Generally, in the literature we're reading now, it says that if you're following the Raganuga Bhakti, the maidservants of the gopis, you should only discuss those topics. Yet on days like Nisringa Chaturdasi, Vamandev's appearance day, etc., the day is generally meditated on that incarnation. So is it all right for us to meditate on that incarnation, or how do we see Nisringa Dev in relation to what we're doing with Raganuga?
As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done, at the time of Baradev, he was first.
Mm-hmm.
He became Baradev. He thought Baradev, remembered Baradev, all Lila became Baradev. At the time of Nisringa Dev, he became so religious. Doing so, at the time of Ram, he became as Ram, Nityananda Prabhu as Lakshman, and Sita Devi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, oh, Raman has stolen Sita Devi, I'm just kill him. So he told his all companions, Murari Gupta, Sarasamudar, and all others, and they became like Hanuman and all Sena, army. And with them, he marched towards Lanka and he took off some plants in their hands, and they all jumping and going about
like monkeys.
And they went to Ravan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did so. So we should follow that Krishna, these are the pastimes of Krishna. But anyhow, we should be in favorable of Gopi Bhava. Everywhere.
In Hansadutta, the later is rebuking all the avatars. When she is Lalita Devi, when she is rebuking, chastising Krishna why he should come back, giving so many reasons, she also speaks to him in each of the avatars. She says, as Ram, you did this is very cruel. She connects their Leela with Srimati Radharani.
With those, develop our heart to realize all these facts. You cannot realize. No. So what are helpful to you, you should think only that. And go on great way. You are senior most.
Only theoretically. Not in reality.
She's very senior.
All the old ladies.
You are
junior.
Yes.
Little
sister.
Little.
No white hair. I'm the baby.
No.
Maharaj, I don't know if you want to discuss this. I don't know if you want to discuss this today, but every day we sing Sri Guru Charana Padma.
You want to?
No, how to get deeper into it. the deepest meaning of it and feeling of
what,
it.
What meaning?
Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakti Sadma.
Hmm.
How to get the deepest feeling and understanding of that bhajan, worship.
Bhakti Sadma. No? Sadma means? About. Guru tells lotus feet is about of Parvati. Bhakti, now we should remember what is called bhakti. There are so many kinds of bhakti, but especially of three kinds: sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, and prema bhakti. But sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti is of two kinds: Vaidhi bhakti and
we can go, we still cannot.
No. Which you are second, totally my 2 hours.
You were already answering the question, Sri Guru Charana Padma.
Oh. Seva. Then?
You said there was charana.
I told you that bhakti of three kinds: sadhana bhakti, bhava bhakti, prema bhakti. Now come down. Sadhana bhakti of two kinds: raganuga and vaidhi. No? Then come down again. No. Sadhan bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, sadhan bhakti, vaidhi sadhan bhakti are of three kinds. No? Sangha siddha.
Arop siddha,
sangha siddha, and pan siddha, three kinds. First, arop siddha. Second? Working?
Yeah.
Arop Siddha Bhakti is not Sarup Siddha. Sarup Siddha Bhakti is only Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pad Sivanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dakshanam, Sakhyam, Atmani Vedanam. These are Sarup Siddha Bhakti. In the guidance of Guru, having Sambandha Gyan, living all kinds of offenses, abhas, and anarth. When we surrender in the lotus feet of Gurudev, and in his guidance we are doing bhakti. This is called Swarup Siddha Bhakti. At that time no offense, no namabhas, and having relation with Krishna and Radha. Knowing all the tattva gyan and relation of Krishna, what is bhakti, then it will be Swarup Siddha Bhakti. Then chanting of Harinam, hearing the past tense of Krishna, remembering the past tense of Krishna, being in Vrindavan, serve compulsions, and all these are Swarup Siddha Bhakti. When there is not Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but it seems that it is bhakti, it is called Arup Siddha Bhakti. Then there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti. You understand Swarup Siddha Bhakti? Where there is no Swarup Siddha Bhakti, but yet we think that it is bhakti. Like we are distributing books. No? We are making gardens. We are
taking care of cows.
Cows.
Teaching children.
Teaching ordinary ordinary
way.
Things.
Mm.
These are not Swarup Siddha Bhakti. But anyhow, it helps something, Parsa Rupsi Dhabhakti. So it is called Arop Siddhabhakti. It is not bhakti. But it has some little, what,
smell,
clean, some little relation. Gradually it will go up to there. So it is called Samyuktiddha Bhakti. But if they have no relation with Sarusiddha Bhakti, then they are not Arusiddha Bhakti. To give education to children, it is not Sarusiddha Bhakti. But in classes, oh, well, chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You do, you give them prasadam, they do so many things.
Teach them Gita.
Gita and all these things. And they are preparing themselves for doing bhajan. And you are injecting them. But yet, it will be called
sometimes, in order to encourage the devotees, in regard to what you just said, Prabhupada would say, he would write letters, just distribute books and you'll go back to Godhead.
So, these are Arup Siddha Bhakti.
But you said just now that first, when you were speaking, you said if you were teaching but not teaching Gurukul, ordinary teaching,
then it is not Arup.
It is not even Arup.
Arup Siddha Bhakti.
Only if it is teaching
some connection with Krishna.
Maharaj, I'm teaching computer. Nothing to do with bhakti. What to do?
Because you are doing it for Sarusiddha Bhakti. You are doing. But for your support, for feeding and clothing,
yeah,
you'll have to do something,
yeah,
for your even nirvana.
Is this my Gona Bhakti? Is it the same Arup and Gona?
Gona.
Yeah.
Gona is
like in Brahma Samhita,
like combined with karma and jnana.
Yes.
Karma, jnana,
subsidiary activities that are necessary to maintain the body.
Karma, jnana, sambandhi.
Yes.
These are Arup Siddha. And Sangha Siddha. Sangha Siddha means not Sarup Siddha Bhakti. But when it is reached Sarup Siddha Bhakti, it is called Sarup Siddha Bhakti. As Trinadabhi Sunicha, Sarorapi Sahisnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya, Sadahari. Trinadabhi Sunicha is not Bhakti. But if any good bhakta, rasik bhakta, is doing vairagya, then it is called also bhakta. ठीक से बातचीत कितने ही हो सकी सब फिर
खड़ा बोलते
कल भी आऊंगी ना तब भी ऐसे ही होगा
ना कल डोंट कम टुमारो
दे
आफ्टर दैट
दे अगर दैट वी विल नॉट
देन वल्ली दी क्वालिटीज आर नॉट भक्ति टू टेल नॉट ए लाइक टू टेल सत्य टू बी जेनरस to give any charity. These are not bhakti. But if a bhakti gives to them, or he follows in vairagya, that bhagyan, vairagya, are not bhakti. But yet if he is following, then these are sangha siddha. But if bhakti is not doing so, another person is doing so, he is very generous. Any karmi vyakti is generous. He don't
humble charity.
All thing is there.
But no bhakti.
But touch. Then it will not come.
It's not sambhuti.
Then comes the Sarup Siddha.
Are they in that order? Sangha, then Arupa, then
Guru will all control and tell you all these things. No? Then Raganuga Sathan Bhakti, Guru will tell and control him. then bhav bhakti will come, and at last prema bhakti will come. So the lotus feet of Gurudev is sadhana. Sadhana means abode of all bhakti.
What does it mean when he says that just distribute my books and you go back to Godhead? So the devotees think that if I just sweep the floor and I think of sweeping at the time of death, then I'll go back to Godhead, even if I don't reach Raganuga, Bhav, and all that.
It is to create that interest. By seeing, interest will gradually come and they will. But if they are only seeing, it will not be. They should must certainly follow by firm belief.
Is it also to give them entrance? Because they don't have any means to come in, so you say, you do this thing, and then they will come up, and then another step.
As if, by an udaran ke liye.
Example, like for example.
If you read Bhagavad, you can have wealth, you can have children, you can have swarga.
It is an encouragement for them.
One little.
Encouragement
for India. If a man has interest, know all these things are.
Also some hope, some shraddha comes, that if I do this, I will get something better.
We need to make them interesting. Anything more?
Well, I wanted to know about the whole song, how we could, but another time, today. Another time.
And today, and also what?
First
thing.
Oh.
Today I wanted to be
quiet.
Alone, calm and quiet, no meeting, nothing. But yes, you have come from so many distance. All are coming. So I am bound to tell and.
So we should go now then.
How can I say?
We'll say.
You should
we'll
understand.
You are very intelligent.
He is most dark.
After I hear five times, I get the idea.
She is also most
intelligent. She is Indian. She already knows how to eat.
Darling daughter.
So when this person may not have any knowledge themselves, is this book, isn't there also some benefit that comes because Mahaprabhu wants to give some knowledge to these people?
Okay.
Even though the person himself is giving may not even have proper motives. So benefit comes back, even if he's ignorantly giving, some benefit comes to him from that by Mahaprabhu's desire?
Our any activity is not Sangha Siddha or Arushi. All are for pure devotees.
Say again?
For pure devotees,
yes.
Their all activities are Sangha Siddha.
Yes. And for us, all activities are open.
But
in this commentary, that Purijan, the one you have in Bengali, Parimala Khana by Ananta Das. This is the English translation of Ananta Das Pandit's Parimala Khana, the commentary on Vilap Kusmanjali. You have it in Bengali.
What is the number?
The number? The name is Parimala Khana. So what should our relationship with Ananta Das Pandit be? Is he a pure devotee? Ananta Das Pandit.
Ananta Das Pandit.
From Radhakund. Ananta Das Babaji. He made the commentary.
Ananta, not Ananta.
Ananta. So, is he a pure devotee? Is he Siddha? What should our relationship with him and
our
the book...
Our relationship should be this Raghunath Das Goswami. He is pure devotee, you know. So, original sloka is Vilap Kusmanjali sloka. These are all right.
But
he has taken Ananta Das Babaji from other books. I think that perhaps all are right.
Mm-hmm.
He has taken some notes from the pulpit of Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami.
Okay.
It has been told on Krishna Das Goswami that Lila Grantha.
What?
Atakadi Lila.
Govinda
Lila.
Mm-hmm.
He has given extension.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is right, then he is right.
He says in here that there are two opinions about the Manjaris. One is that the Manjaris don't have any direct contact, as you have taught us, that when Rupa Manjari gets a cut on the lip, it's because Radharani got it. But then he said, he quotes from other places that sometimes Krishna tries to grab the Manjaris and they say no, no. Is this true?
It is clear from Govinda Lilamrita and all other books. In Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in Raramananda and Mahaprabhu dialogue, he has written that sometimes Krishna, to fulfill the wish of Srimati Radhika, he meets two. They don't want. But yes, Krishna tries. And that try is so much vigorous there to attempt. Whether Krishna does not caught or does not catch hold of them, but yet they go and fly in the back of Srimati Radhika. Seva, seva, seva.
He also says that Raghunath Das Goswami has a dual, two personalities, Tulsi and Rati. But are they one person or two persons? Okay. Where does Rupa Goswami say the verse? Anarpita Chiram Charat Karunayo Vitura Kalo. Where is that verse quoted from? You always quote it.
What?
That's the slok.
That's the slok in Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Where?
In third.
Okay. Because in Bombay, you said that the word...
May I show you?
Yeah. There's no need, but if, because we can look it up in Prabhupada's book. It's in the verse, right in the verse. Okay. In Bombay.
Rupa Goswami has written it in Vidattha or Lalit Madhava. You know, Vidattha Madhava and Lalit Madhava. This is the first slok for Mangalacharan. Mangalacharan, you know?
Mangalacharan.
First prayer in Siddhartha Mahaprabhu. When he was writing Lalit Mahaprabhu or Siddhartha Mahaprabhu, Braja Leela and Pur Leela, Pur means Dwarka Leela, both in one group. He began it in Vrindavan and he was going to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he went to a village named Saptabhama near Jagannath Puri, in the border of Bengal and Odisha, he heard a Akash band.
A voice from the sky?
Sky. That Satyabhama is telling that don't mix Vrindavan Leela, Braja Leela and Dwarka Leela in one. Do it in separate. Then he went to Puri. And Chanta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also indicated something like this. Oh, he becomes so much astonished. That what the Dhamma has told, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is repeating this same thing. Then he wrote two books. And in the prayer he was writing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anarchita Chalina Kirat Karunya Vatirana Kalu Samarpayitva Munna Sojvala Sansa Bhakti Hariha Purva Sunda Jitika Dhamma Sandhitika Sadaridaya Kandare. He prayed to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was not only a man, but he sent up Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, Nanda Nanda, Raso Vaishnava. And he should manifest his Swarup that Rasaraj and Mahabhav. Rasaraj is himself Krishna and Mahabhav is Smati Radhika. So both mix in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he should appear in life. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this, he covered his ear with, oh, don't